Mason's first name is Lucas, last name Whowsky, date of birth 02/02/98, date of encounter 10/01/24, history of present illness, patient in for lab results, and continued chronic low back pain for the lab results. He was told on the phone that his testosterone was low and wasn't the impression that we would be able to start him on testosterone here at the clinic. And also for his monthly steroid shot for his low back pain. Next paragraph, medical history, hypertension and migraines. Next paragraph, surgical history, non-contributory. Next paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies. Next paragraph, social history, no reports of ETOH or tobacco use. Next paragraph, physical exam. No acute distress, alert, oriented times 3, EENTs within normal limits, airway is patent, neck is supple with no lymph node opathy, respiratory system is clear, breath sound, abdomen is soft and non-tender, cardiovascular system, regular rate and rhythm, skin is without rash and lesions, focus of low back exam, pain with flexion extension, no muscle spasms noted in lumbar paraspinal muscles, negative crossover, deep tendon reflexes are within normal limits. Next paragraph, diagnosis, chronic low back pain and low testosterone. Plan advised the patient that he has to have two testosterone tests that are under the limit, and he only has one, so he's required to have a second one because his first one was low. He also needs to have a PSA test done to ensure his prostate is healthy enough for testosterone treatment, but his pre-CP would have to start him on that. We will not start him in the clinic. Advised him on how to improve his testosterone with diet, rest, and exercise. He currently works the night shift and said he doesn't want to work day shifts. The second issue is a chronic low back pain. The plan for that, advised him that he did have a steroid shot less than a month ago, and we don't do steroid shots every month for low back pain. That's an inappropriate treatment option. That would give him Celebrex, and the patient agreed. We'll draw labs in office today and call him with the results so he can take it to his PCP. Patient discharged in stable condition.